This is a download from BFM 89.9, the business station.
Good afternoon and welcome to Health and Living with me, T. Xiaoyik. It's Universal Children's Day today and you're listening to a special edition of the show where we are speaking to children from families affected by medical problems. You know, children have a different perspective, but people don't often listen to them. So today we want to find out how they feel about the things that matter to them. So joining me now is Leah Choi. Leah has a sister, Adele, who has cerebral palsy. Good afternoon, Leah. How are you today?
Good afternoon. Thank you for having me today.
It's so nice to have you in the studio, Leah. Do you want to introduce yourself? Tell us your age. Tell us about your family a little bit.
Okay, well, I'm 10 years old and I have a brain injured sister called Adele.
You want to tell me about what you like to do, perhaps your hobbies or what you like to do at school?
Well, I don't really go to school.
Okay.
I am homeschooled and my hobbies are horse riding.
Wow.
And badminton, mostly sports.
All right. So tell me a little bit about horse riding. I've never met a kid who does horse riding. That's very cool. How long have you been doing it?
About 2 years.
Do you like it?
Yes, I like it a lot. It's like you're practically flying on a horse.
Wow. So how fast can you gallop on a horse?
I can't gallop, but I can canter, which is the third stage of horse riding.
All right. So was it your idea to start learning horse riding?
Yes. I have loved horse since I was born.
All right. Are you a My Little Pony kind of girl or?
I am more into real horses.
Yes, that's right. So you seem like a pretty outdoorsy kind of girl. You horse riding and you were talking about badminton as well. Do you like studying?
I enjoy some part of my studying, like history, physics.
Wow, okay. Well, you're learning physics at 10. That's very cool. Can you share with me something that you learned from physics that, you know, because I did physics maybe 10,000 years ago. I don't remember anything.
What I learned is the momentum and the average velocity of, and the speed and velocity of, for example, a plane.
Right. Okay. So, do you feel that your life is a little bit different from other kids who go to a regular school?
Yes, I do feel that my life is a bit different because everyone is different. But maybe a lot of people think that I'm homeschooled and I don't really know a lot of things from like normal kids that go to school. And I started baking at a very young age.
So how old were you?
4.5.
You started baking when you were 4.5?
Yeah, so I started learning from YouTube at 4.5 and that was 5.5 years ago. So after that, I just kept on practicing until I got the perfect recipe, and which is the one I'm using now.
Okay. So it seems that you know, when you find something that you're interested in, you go all out to do it, right? Like you said, you know, you were interested in horse riding and then you were interested in baking and you learned it. Tell me a bit about that. Like, does anything stop you when something interests you? You know, what do you do? Do you talk to your mom? Do you talk to your parents about it?
Mostly, if it's about sports, and if it's a bit dangerous, I'll ask my dad. And if it's like baking, for looking for new recipes, I'll go to my mom.
Do you feel any worry or any fear when you want to try something new?
No, I do not, because I feel like you can grow if you try new things, and if you never try, you never know.
And when you try something new and then you come up against something that you don't know, like it's a problem, you don't know how to solve it, what do you usually do?
Usually I Google it. Or I ask my parents. Or I think of it for a very long time. And I won't give up until I finally get the answer.
Okay, great. Tell us about Adele.
So Adele is going to turn 8 this December. And she is now very strong. She just got admitted. And she's discharged because of pneumonia. And now she's at home with my dad. And she's very happy.
Okay. So you described her just now as having brain damage. Can you help us understand what it is?
Well, brain injury is when the cells in the brain are hardened and they cannot expand. And the doctor said that Adele would only live about 1 year.
When she was born.
When she was born. Mm. She was diagnosed as a brain injured child at 2 months. And now she's going to celebrate her 8th birthday.
Yeah. So she told the doctors that the doctor is wrong, right?
Yep.
Can you help us understand how you learn about your sister's condition? You know, how did your parents talk to you about Adele?
I do really remember because I was a very young kid then. But I do know that all these challenges are teachings from God to train your soul when you're in the other world.
Okay. And I know you said that you were very young, you know, probably when your parents told you. But, you know, now that you're older, what do you think about when you have to tell people about your sister? How does her condition make you feel?
Sometimes I feel sad for her. Because she can't walk, she can't do things like normal kids. But other than that, I'm happy for her.
Okay. Let's come back to how you how you've been helping with the family, Leah. I mean, it's probably tough on everyone at home. What do you do that you feel helps your parents?
Sometimes I help to feed Adele, like her tea time meal, or cleaning up the house, raising funds.
Oh, raising funds. Can you tell me a bit more about that?
Well, like I said, I started baking at 4.5. And I started baking because I wanted to raise funds for Adele because she needed to go to the US every 6 months because we found an institute there that could help with Adele's brain injury.
Okay.
So it is in the US, so it will cost a lot of money. So that's why I tried to raise a little bit of money, at least to help a tiny bit.
Okay. And so you are still doing that? Your baking is still for raising funds?
Yes, I still bake for raising funds, and I don't only raise funds for Adele, but I also help to bake I bake to give to the refugees or the Rohingya people or homeless people.
Okay. So when do you do your baking usually?
I do my baking when I have free time or when I get orders from people.
Okay. And how do you juggle your time? Because I know you say you're homeschooling, but you still have to do your studies. You still have to go through your classes and you have to help your parents at home as well. So how do you, you know, manage your time to make sure you have time to do everything and play?
So mostly I bake on Saturday, Sundays, so I have more time and I can experiment a bit more. So I have more time on weekends.
Can you tell me about how you plan from beginning to end? Let's say if somebody orders cupcakes from you, how do you plan out what you need to do?
Well, normally when they ask me for the order, I'll say like, what design do you want or what kind of cake do you want? And then I would try to figure out a way to make that design possible. And yeah.
What's the most difficult design they've asked you to do?
The most difficult design would be fondant decoration of a kind of cartoon.
Okay.
And that was really hard to mold. So that's probably the hardest.
How did you figure it out in the end?
Googling. And practicing a lot.
Okay, all right. Well, practicing a lot is the most important part, I think, right? Yep. So how much, you know, if we're talking about the cupcakes that you bake to raise funds for your sister's treatment, how much have you raised? How much money?
I've raised more than 80,000 ringgit.
Wow. And your sister is still going to the US now for treatment?
No, she is not going to the US now because she just started having seizures last mm-hmm. year.
All right.
And then it came back again this year. So she can't fly. No one can fly when they have seizures because if they get the attack, it's very hard to come out because of the shortage of breath.
Okay. All right. So, you know, situations like that, when your sister has a seizure, for example, how do you react, you know, when that happens?
This happened recently, but to try to get her out, I would try to shock her by running to the back to get ice packs, and then I put it near her face or her sensitive parts like the bottom of her feet, her neck, so that she will get shocked because it's cold, then she'll get up.
Okay. Was it scary the first time it happened?
Yes, it's very scary because it is called the chronic tonic seizure. Mm-hmm. And her eyes will go up, her lips will be like shaking, and her hands will be shaking too, and her whole body turns blue. And then after that, she'll be very tired and she'll just sleep.
Okay. How did you know what to do in a situation like that?
I think it's because my grandma told me that last time the people that get seizures, they get them out by using a needle to poke their feet. So she said that that shocks them and gets them out. So I didn't have a needle at the time and I didn't want to poke my sister. So I got ice.
Okay. Probably safer than a needle.
Yeah.
Are there other situations, you know, when Adele is going through something difficult that makes you feel very worried for her?
I do feel worried for her when she gets seizures, but when she is like not responding to us, she becomes very stone, I start to get worried. And then I say, Adele, come back. Then, yeah, that's about it.
Can you describe what her everyday routines are like?
So, in the morning, she wakes up, she takes a bath, brush her teeth, has her breakfast, rest for a bit, and then she does her crawling, her masking, which helps her generate more air in her lungs mm-hmm. so that she can breathe more stably. Mm-hmm. Then she does her MMS, which is also to help her breathe. Mm-hmm. It's an oxygen tank. It's something like those masks mm-hmm. that you get in the hospital. And she goes out in the garden to walk, see the plants.
Okay.
So, yeah. And then she just bathes and then sleep.
All right. What do you enjoy doing with Adele?
I enjoy reading with Adele, but it's very challenging because she reads 10 times faster than me.
Wow.
Because when I'm done with like one page, she's like, go. She's just, because she wants to go to the next page.
Mm-hmm. What kind of books are you reading with her?
Well, Adele reads non-fiction books, which I don't really like. And she says, Leah, stop reading all these nonsense books. Read more realistic book.
What kind of books do you like to read?
I like to read like mystery novels or comics.
Okay. And for Adele, when you say nonfiction, what does she
likes to read about history, about poems, about her favorite scientist is Isaac Newton. Mm-hmm. So she reads about him sometimes and some other books.
Can you tell us a little bit about how Adele communicates? Does her condition make it difficult for her to communicate?
She does have a piece of laminated paper that she can use to type. It's called the FC facilitation card. Yeah.
Facilitation card. Okay.
Yeah, so, but now she can say a few words like da, mm-hmm, or ma, or yeah, and then she'll say, go out.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
Cold.
All right. You know, when you are with your friends and other children around your age, how do you explain to them about Adele, and how do they react?
I try to explain, but they are like, oh, okay.
Do you think they understand?
I don't think they do, because maybe they're not like, they don't really know about these kind of things. Mm-hmm. So they just say, oh, yeah, okay.
Have you come across people who say things that are not nice about Adele?
Not many people say anything bad to Adele, but they always look at Adele like alien.
Mm. So how does it make you feel?
It makes me feel very angry. So I look at the people, like, trying to tell them, like, she's not alien, she's a human being, and everybody is born different.
Where does this usually happen?
Mostly in shopping malls,
mm-hmm,
or, like, when we go out of the house.
Why do you think they look at Adele like that?
Because they are not exposed to many kids like her.
Mm. So what do you think that, you know, we can all do in society to help people understand about, you know, how children, all children are different?
I think that they should try to educate themselves by, like, understanding about brain injury,
mm-hmm,
or, like, reading some books about brain injury. Then maybe they'll understand more. Or when I go to talks, I explain to them.
Mm-hmm.
So that is some way, one kind of way for them to know.
I mean, that's interesting, right? When you are going to these talks, even when you came to our Health and Living Junior event in October, when the Deputy Minister, Hannah Yeo, was on stage, you raised your hand and you wanted to ask a question, which... adults usually are not used to that. We are not used to children talking to us. And when you talk to adults, do they listen to you? Do they actually stop? They look you in the eye? Do they hear what you're saying?
Most of the people don't. They say, oh, okay, okay. They don't really like make eye contact and have... they think that kids are immature, and mm-hmm, that age is really a big matter,
mm-hmm,
that I'm older than you, I know more, you don't have good ideas, mm, or, because you're just a kid, there's no such thing as a kid having good ideas. So what I want, every time I go for my talks, I'm like, I tell them that age is not a matter, and as long as you put your heart and soul into what you want to do, God will always be there for you, and He will guide you.
So, Leah, most importantly, how can we find out about your baking business, and where can we order?
Well, you can order from my Facebook page at Chef Leah with a Big Heart.
That's Chef Leah with a Big Heart.
Yes.
And Leah is spelled L-E-A-H.
Yes.
Mm. Okay. And you, and I understand you have a book as well, Leah.
Yes, I do have a book. It's also called Chef Leah the Big Heart, and it was published last year in December during the Christmas time, and it's published with MPH. So I've been to some places that want to launch my book, and you can get my recipes in there too.
And these are the recipes for your cupcakes?
Yeah, they're recipes for cupcakes and cakes. And there are lots of decorations inside too.
Okay. So today, Leah, we've been talking a lot about you, your family, and your sister Adele, and because it's Universal Children's Day, do you have a final message that you want to tell everyone?
Again, age is not a matter. Do what you want to do. Don't think about your age. And just... do what you want to do. Where there is love, nothing is too much trouble and there is always time. And God is always with you.
Thank you very much, Leah. I've been speaking to Leah Choi, who's 10 years old, in conjunction with Universal Children's Day today. When we return, you'll be hearing from Jaden Lim. So stay tuned for his story right here on BFM 89.9. Good afternoon and welcome back to Health and Living. I'm T. Xiaoyik. Earlier, I spoke to Leah Choi for our special Universal Children's Day episode today. And right now, I'll be speaking to Jaden Lim. So we're doing this special edition talking to kids because, you know, children have a different perspective, and especially children who live in families that are affected by medical conditions. You know, we always talk to doctors, we always talk to parents even, but we don't hear from children themselves and how it affects them. So we want to find out how they feel about the things that matter to them. And as I said, Jaden Lim is in the studio with me right now. Jaden's brother, Brandon, has spinal muscular atrophy, also called SMA. Good afternoon, Jaden. How are you today?
I'm good, thank you.
Jaden, can you introduce yourself? Tell me your age. Tell me a little bit about yourself and what you like to do.
I'm Jaden. I'm 12. I like playing football in my free time. I also play a bit on the iPad with my brother usually. I go to school most of the time, so I don't really do much at home with my brother on the weekdays.
Okay, and what about the weekends then?
The weekends on Saturday and Sunday I have activities for about an hour or two in the afternoon. Okay. And then it's just free time.
Oh, okay. So do you like school?
Yeah, it's fun, but some of the teachers are not very nice.
Oh, no. Which teacher do you like then, and why do you like him or her?
Science teacher. Because his style of teaching is very like fun and engaging.
Okay. You know science, there's biology and there's chemistry and there's physics, right?
Yeah.
Do you learn all three?
Right now we're doing biology.
Okay. Do you enjoy biology?
Yeah.
Okay. What have you just learned in biology that you can share with me? Because I was in school such a long time ago, I don't remember anything anymore.
Mostly now we're doing animal adaptations.
Okay.
Like, let's say, for example, birds have different sort of beaks to, like, pick different sort of fruits because their diets are different.
Okay. So how they've adapted their different body parts. Okay. So tell me about your family, Jaden. What do mom and dad do?
My mom and dad run an organization called We Care Journey to try to raise awareness and fund the drug for my brother and other SMA patients. So it stops stops SMA from progressing.
Okay. Can you explain what SMA is? What do you understand about it?
It's like there's this box at the bottom of the spine, or so my dad calls it, and that's where it sends signals to all the nerves to move the body parts. So that part in so SMA sort of affects that part. So most of the nerves are weak, and therefore they aren't as strong.
Okay. So tell me about Brandon then, because Brandon has SMA. So how does SMA affect him?
When I go for activities, he can't really follow. He has to stay at home most of the time, and if you're like going out to buy groceries, he can't follow because it'll be a bit tough. And he has a really big wheelchair and it's heavy. But besides that, he's very cheerful and
so
fun.
Okay, that's great. What does Brandon like to do?
I'm not so sure what he does every day when I'm not at home, but he usually plays on his iPad because he can't do much. He he has this new Benten watch.
Okay.
Which he can't really press. So he uses his head to like push it down.
To press the buttons on the watch? Okay. So then sometimes on weekends you get to spend time together, right? Mm-hmm. What do you guys do together?
Sometimes I usually ask him, so he would like want to play with my Beyblades or with Lego, but usually we play on the iPad because sort of like makes him like equal to me. He can do the same thing as me in the in-game. Mm. So he feels like he can do more on the iPad or in the game.
I see. Okay. Do you think, do you know how he feels about having SME and the fact that he can't do things that some other kids can?
He knows he can't do it, but he's still cheerful and like more cheerful than usual kids. He understands he can't do stuff, mm-hmm. and he'll try to find other ways to, overcome it or do something else to keep him busy.
All right. Why do you think he's so cheerful?
It's just his personality. He's always like that.
Yeah. Would you say you are a cheerful kid too? Are you cheerful all the time?
No, not all the time. He only gets a bit cranky when he has to nap.
Right. What about you? What makes you cranky? You must be cranky sometimes, right?
Yeah.
Your parents are not
mostly cranky. Like injustice, when I feel injustice.
Mm. Do you want to explain what kind of injustice? What kind of situations?
It's like I get in trouble for something I didn't do and then adults start scolding me even though I didn't do it. And then that's when like I get a bit sulky and cranky.
All right. Did that happen recently?
Not recently.
Can you remember the last time it happened? You want to share that story with me?
School. So I had a friend, we were doing cooking, and then he started eating the food.
Right.
Even though we weren't supposed to, but he was like really hungry. So then one of the teachers told my teacher that they were eating, but I wasn't. So then she scolded me and my friend, even though I wasn't eating.
Right. And when things like this happen, do you tell, when that happened, did you tell the teacher that you didn't do anything wrong?
I try, but then they say it's like talking back and it's rude. So I usually just like keep quiet and just stare at them.
Okay. Do you think that adults usually do that to kids? That we don't listen enough to kids?
Yes and no. If it's like something important, then adults will tend to listen to themselves more often than listening to the kids or like what they have to say. But if it's something in like something the kids are better at or they know more, then the adults will like sort of listen to them because they know, oh, that's their game. They know how to, they know what to do.
Okay. Do you think that even when it's about the important things, do you think that adults should listen to kids, that you have something to say that's just as important?
Yes, but if it's something the kids don't understand, then the adults should handle it.
Okay. All right. So when it comes to something really big and serious like SME, for instance, you know, there's a lot of medical information in there. But do you think it's actually kids can understand it?
Yes, over time. But if you tell it to them all at once, they won't really get it at first. Like, even I don't fully understand it yet. So, yeah, over time, if you, like, give them knowledge, then, yeah, they will understand what it is.
So how do you understand SME? Who talks to you about it?
Mostly my parents, when, like, I ask them. Like, sometimes my brother, when he sits on a wheelchair too much, he says his, like, butt hurts or his back hurts, so we have to, like, carry him up.
Mm-hmm.
For a while. So like, I asked them last time and they said, because he has to sit down because he can't stand or walk. So he's either lying down or sitting down. He prefers to sit up
because
when he's lying down, he can't really do much.
Mm-hmm.
So when he's sitting down so much, he sits down almost the whole day.
Right.
So obviously his butt will hurt in like every part.
So you had to ask to find out why, right? Okay.
Yeah.
Do you remember when your parents first talked to you about Brandon and about SMA? And do you remember how you felt?
I was really young, so my parents didn't really like sit me down and go, look, your brother has spinal muscular atrophy, he can't walk. Over time, I just thought to myself, oh, he can't walk, no big deal, he's still my brother. And then after a while, I got to know he will have trouble breathing. His spine is like a bit curved.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, and over time, I just understood more and more.
Okay. And what do you do to help Brandon and to help your parents at home?
Not to say I don't help Brandon, but my parents do most of it.
Mm-hmm.
I'm just there to, like, keep him company or, like, you know.
Okay, all right. I mean, there must be also times when perhaps your parents are feeling a bit down or worried about Brandon if he's in the hospital for something. Do you feel that you can help out during those times? It may not be helping Brandon, but it could be just helping by, you know, cheering your mom up or something like that.
My mom usually follows Brandon to the hospital because she's more of like the one that takes care of him better.
Mm-hmm.
So when he's in the hospital, I don't worry like breakdown, like, oh no, what's gonna happen? I'm more concerned.
Okay.
For him.
All right. What are you concerned about?
Like how he's gonna do. Or, like, if you'll be okay.
And when you're feeling concerned about those things, what do you do? Do you talk to somebody? Do you try to distract yourself?
Yeah, I try to distract myself. I usually, like, focus on doing something and then it will slip my mind that he's in the hospital and just be like, oh, yeah, I'm doing this now. Just focus on this.
Okay. Do you talk to your friends about, SMA, what Brandon's going through?
Yeah, I mean, they know he's disabled. They know a fair bit about SMA, but they don't really know, like, in depth what it is.
Mm. Have you heard people saying things that are perhaps not very nice about Brandon or things that they don't understand? What do you do in those situations?
No one bullies him, I think. Because he goes for a reading class.
Mm-hmm.
And it's usually him and the teacher or another. There's like either one or two of them.
Okay, all right.
So usually young kids, like younger than him, go up to him and like, touch his wheelchair and like play a bit.
Mm-hmm.
And then they ask, why can't he walk? Or like, they don't mean it that way,
right,
in a mean sense. I think it's more out of curiosity.
Mm-hmm.
So then we just tell them he has SMA and he can't walk because he's a bit weak. And then they would ask my mom things. They would ask Brandon things.
Mm-hmm.
And yeah.
So as long as you explain to them, they understand?
Sometimes I don't explain it very well and they still don't get it.
Mm.
So then my brother would sort of step in and just go, I have SMA, I can't walk.
Okay.
Like, simple.
All right. Does Brandon, do you think that Brandon himself does a good job in explaining what he has?
I don't think he really knows fully what it does. But he just says like just a few words to explain to them.
But he's not scared to talk about it, right?
No, It's not.
Okay. What would you hope for Brandon and your family in terms of SME?
I hope we will hopefully get enough funding and money before he gets even weaker. So every day he's actually getting weaker and weaker. So the drug puts a stop to SMA.
Mm-hmm.
It doesn't reverse the effects, but it stops it.
Mm-hmm.
So we're just hoping to keep it that at this state before it gets worse.
Do you know why it's so difficult for children like Brandon to get this drug?
There, some SMA patients need more support, and some can even stand a bit and walk a bit. Yeah, and some are like my brother. So a lot of them need different sort of care.
Mm. Does Brandon have to go to the hospital a lot?
No, not a lot. Sometimes we have sleep studies.
That sounds interesting. What's that?
So they when he's sleeping, they study whether he's going into deep sleep or if he's having trouble breathing. But there's a lot of these wires on his face.
All right. Okay. That must look kind of scary.
I've seen it multiple times, so for me, not really, but I guess for other people, if they saw him, they would be like, oh no, what's happened? Is he okay?
Mm.
Yeah.
Okay. So, does it bother you that, I guess, everyone mostly talks about Brandon and SMA and there's a lot of attention given to him? Do you mind about that?
Yeah, I don't mind because I know he needs the attention and more of the care than me. So I'm fine with it.
Do you do anything special with mom and dad? Just you and them?
Yeah, they will find time to take me out for the adventures, going around and to the mall or something to get groceries.
Okay, cool. Okay, so as I said, because it's Universal Children's Day, that's why we're speaking to kids. It's sort of like the day for us to celebrate children instead of just talking to adults all the time. So is there something that you'd like to tell us about SMA? Because you have a voice to share and to ask, on behalf of Brandon.
We would like the Prime Minister or the people up there to listen more to children, because they're always thinking of how are we supposed to help the next generation? We should do this, we should do that. But they never really ask the next generation, which is us, on what to do or what we kind of want. So, yeah.
How do you think you can talk to them and send your message to them?
I am hoping he might, talk to my parents or my brother or something.
And hear what it is that your brother needs? Okay. Thank you very much, Jaden. I've been speaking to Jaden Lim in conjunction with Universal Children's Day today, where we're speaking to children to get a perspective on how they are affected by medical problems. Jaden's brother has spinal muscular atrophy, or SMA, and we've actually spoken on several occasions on this show about SMA. So if you'd like to listen to those shows, you can search for the podcast by searching for spinal muscular atrophy. You've been listening to Health and Living on The Bigger Picture, BFM 89.9.
Thank you for listening to this podcast. To find more great interviews, go to bfm.my or find us on iTunes. BFM 89.9, The Business Station.